not on it. You know, how many times could I say to you, another coat of paint, they would have had me? And I keep my protein up. Do you think Manson for one moment thinks he's wrong?
Road again, on the road again.
You're an idiot.
Again, on the road again.
My guide said to me,
clairaudient means you can hear your guide. We are beings. If I said to people, all right, I want you to construct for me a wang doodle, they can't do it. The reports came back. And let me sum it up. Sylvia Brown is...
Hi, it's an emergency.
Hold on.
Hold on?
Hold on.
She said hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on.
She said hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on, she said. This is late breaking news. We have an exclusive... An exclusive program from Grilch, live from...
What's happening?
Playing the theme song, Nigap.
Oh, Rooney.
Nigga prune. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm your prune. Prune.
Sorry it took me so long to call you, but I was having, guess what?
Technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm. I tried the new Ableton Live version 9, and guess what? It sucks. But anyway, so I switched back to the old one, and then it says, you ain't finna be able to use the same inputs. Now that you already done tried 9, we finna fuck you up.
Oh, what? But
I outsmarted whore. I outsmarted whore.
You did?
Bitch.
How's my little deuterus doing?
My bloaterus is very upset, and I think you know why.
No, I don't.
Well, I went to... Well, okay. I was sort of working my business yesterday, and then afterwards, my favorite coffee shop where I go to work on things is... and by things, I mean...
Porn down.
I was trying to visit... finish up Dorm Life 25, come on my stinky, nasty hole. And, my favorite coffee shop, Intelligentsia, is closed because they're remodeling, you know, because it's a big deal and they're going to put in Eames chairs and shit.
Okay.
So there's this other coffee shop that looked nice and nobody ever goes to, and I thought, well, I should go to this place. They have nice
coffee. Did you check out the Yelp reviews first?
The Yelp reviews have 4 stars, honey. I didn't read them all, but they have 4 stars.
I guess you had to read them.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. But anyway, so I go there, and it's called Botrus. And I thought, that's a weird name. Botrus.
Sounds horrible.
What sounds like Botrus, Cheryl?
Bloaterus.
Mm-hmm. And what does a bloaterus do? It holds duty in order to let it loose. What else does a bloaterus do other than for anal sex with the gays, right? Uh-huh. Am I right?
Yeah.
Tell me I'm right.
You're right. Am I right or am I right?
All right. Hey, so bloaterus. Sorry, I have a gas. So I go there and I'm sitting there for like, I get my little espresso. First of all, they got my order wrong. I ordered an espresso macchiato, which is basically, you know, it's like a dollop of whip of the milk that's frothed on top of this goddamn espresso. They get that wrong. They just give me an espresso. I didn't complain. I'm like, fuck it. The person I was with, she ordered a latte, and of course it takes a half hour because they have that put that fucking flour in it, you know?
Yeah.
They can't just, and it's like, it's as if Arts of Life took over a coffee shop. So I want to pee, you know, and you know how it is when you have your laptop, you don't want to leave it alone. So I finally finished my work after 2 hours, put my laptop away, and I want to go pee because I wasn't about to ask any of these weird looking, you know, special short bus people to watch my stuff. So I head towards the bathroom, and there's an older gentleman in front of me. And he goes to use the bathroom, which is clearly marked in the, it's not marked, but there's a hole in the back of the store, and it's a bathroom, I guess, because that's where bathrooms are. And he goes, and this giant Pat, she looked like a Pat. I have pictures of her all over Facebook and Yelp now. Yeah. Her name is Pat, and she goes, she looks like a man. She goes, sir, can I help you? He goes, yes, I'm just trying to use the, and she goes, are you trying to use the restroom? Yes. I'm just a little old man. Yes. Oh, we don't have a restroom not passengers. What's that word?
Public.
For the public here. We only have it for employees because there's a, you know, because the bathroom's in the back with the kitchen. And I'm thinking, kitchen? You don't even cook anything. It's just fucking coffee.
The roasters.
Oh, yeah, the roasters. The roasters that they don't use next to the, you know, to the kitschy vinyl turntables they use to play Gloria Estefan.
Vinyl rental service,
Oh, can you just get
poor band, dude,
vinyl rentals. Why the fuck do you need to rent vinyls? They cost 50 cents at the goddamn used record store, you fucking...
Who uses vinyls anymore? It's 2013.
I hate these... I don't even want to call them hipsters, because if anybody who's hip doesn't need to call themselves a hipster, they're just assholes that wear pants that are too tight and pale. So Pat says to him, you can't use the restroom, basically. He sits down, and he was with a rather sophisticated-looking Jewess. They sat across from me, and they were very friendly. And she said, she said to me, the lady that was with him, she said, can you believe this, that you got a coffee shop where you can't go to the bathroom? I said, oh, don't worry about it. I'm yelping about it right now. She's like, really? She's like, oh, okay. And then I'm writing, and I'm like, oh, I finished the first one. She's like, oh, really? I go, yeah, well, this one is for Facebook. First, I have to review them on Facebook, and I, you know.
You removed my recommendation.
Yeah. And then I wrote it on Yelp. And then before I left, I said, would you like to see it? She said, yeah. I said, look, I'm a lesbian, first of all, in case I don't look like the picture. But here I am. She said, you look very pretty, Madge.
I don't believe you.
My picture. What do you mean you don't believe me?
You showed her?
I showed her, yes, my Yelp, because, you know, on Yelp it says Madge Weinstein and shows me pretty looking with the Maya Angelou turban and my pretty blue glasses, you know?
Right.
She said, you look pretty. But anyway, so she did say I look pretty, you stupid bitch. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't think I'm pretty don't mean she don't think I'm pretty, and you're ugly, by the way. So I was very proud. Oh, and before that, of course, I took her picture. Very obviously, the Pat. I went up and, you know, just took the picture really obviously. And then I was getting ready to leave. I thought, you know what? I should just leave my coffee cup on the table. But you know what? I didn't. I just brought it up to the barista, you know, be polite, put my dirty dish there. But I slammed it down, a clank, you know, clank. Not like the mailman, but clank. And so then I walked, and you know what? the I call it a law because I used to, my friends and I back in the day, we used to have a pronoun for he, she's, because there's no he or she for a he, she. So we used to call them luhs, L-U-H. Don't ask why. So the luh did not say thank you, and I walked out. Then, of course, I had to take the 77 bus. Bus, Cheryl.
Black bus. Isn't yeah. it just a DPH?
No, I call it the blues. Okay. And it was so crowded, and I stepped on fat people. I hit these teenage girls with my backpack, but I did it on purpose because they were in my way. So aggravating, and I'm trying to yelp at the same time about this horrible experience. And then I had to take another bus to 49. But anyway, by the time I got home, all these wonderful people from Facebook had not only taken the time to post a supportive Facebook comment, but a few people, such as, well, I won't name names because some of them may or may not be related to me or may not people who contribute to the program, but Glory AIDS. But anyway, and they called this coffee shop and said things like, excuse me, can I come in and use the restroom and Wi-Fi? Oh, that's the other thing. They don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have public Wi-Fi.
Now, you know why, though, man.
Why is that, honey?
It's because it's relaxing. And let me read this.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Oh, I think they removed the recommendation. You can't see recommendations anymore. But let me see here. They removed that thing. SMC. Let's see.
SMC. That's you?
Where is it? Oh, yeah, Tracy. Okay. We don't have Wi-Fi because it's nice to take time out and talk to someone and enjoy a good cup of coffee. We've already been on the internet constantly, so it's a chance to step back, relax, and stop staring at your screen.
Yeah, relax, but don't pee or anything. It's a nice place to relax and hold your urine in because you sure can't pee or shit here while you're relaxing. Man.
It's also a nice way for a business to save money and encourage people to not stay around, which means less work for the employees.
No, but they're not employees. If you look on their website, they're called peddlers.
What?
Yes, they are.
Drug peddlers.
I've never seen a more ridiculous social media presence, a more obnoxious douchey than this place, Cheryl. You have to replace their social media consultant because SMCTM. Registered, copyright, and they call themselves peddlers, and it says we hire whole people, like not just we don't hire employees, we hire whole people, artists, lawyers, doctors, psychics, you know, the people like they'll hire somebody who can also draw murals. It's the most ridiculous, and then you have to read their website, and then you look on their Tumblr, and it's even more ass-holic. It's really, Cheryl, it is the most douchey Tumblr I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them, a lot of Tumblrs, by far the douchiest Tumblr. Now, also, but it's also, the funny thing is, too, is it's owned and started by these entrepreneurs that are basically tech geeks that made millions of dollars in technology.
And then they don't have Wi-Fi.
They don't know a goddamn thing about coffee, so they open a coffee shop without Wi-Fi because they get annoyed by people who have computers because they could use computers at their job. Well, I can deal with the Wi-Fi thing, Cheryl. That's fine. If they want to have a coffee shop without Wi-Fi, that's their business. But it's just so obnoxious and douchey the way they implement it, because they do have a Wi-Fi network, and it's called Botrus.
And but, you know what it's for? It's for their iPad.
It's for their iPad. It's internal use. Okay, and it's locked, and they won't give you the password. Now, why would you do that unless you deliberately want patrons to come up every 5 seconds and say, can I have your Wi-Fi password? I mean, obviously, there's a Wi-Fi network. It says Botrus, but so they can make a condescending comment.
Lie-ups, and right. Nobody would bother them. Then.
Right, or assholes, or law, or it's Pat. Now, I had one idea that I told Matt Burgess, he liked it, which is, why don't I just go up to them and say, do you accept VHS donations? I see you have a lot of records. And can I give you a copy of my copy of It's Pat, colon, the movie, Pat? He liked that. Now, Cheryl.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about this? I mean, this is upsetting.
Well, first of all, are you trying to put them out of business? Because I'm pretty sure that unless they get a really good SMC to handle this media crisis, they're going to have some problems. Now, we saw that they're breaking the law, apparently.
Well, yeah, they are breaking the law.
The bathroom issue. So they're probably going to have to close for remodeling now. So that people will be able to duty.
But Cheryl, you know what's so hilarious about that? And I want you to read that hilarious Yelp review about Portlandia in a minute. What's most hilarious about that is the only reason people are going to this coffee shop is because the other one, the good one across the street, is closed for remodeling. And they have not one but two bathrooms and free Wi-Fi and better coffee. Intelligentsia. So it would be so fucking ironic if they had to close for remodeling during their one chance to get customers because the other place, their competition, is remodeling. Now, would you mind reading that? Wonderful.
If you send me the link to it.
It's on Yelp, Cheryl.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Busy doing what, Cheryl?
Bloating.
You on the deuterus holder?
No, but I kind of need to soon.
You should shit while you're doing it. Cause...
Well, I can't. I'm plugged into the wired internet.
I don't even remember my goddamn Yelp. Okay,
bloated. I want to make sure I've got a good connection for you.
Yeah, here. It's bloatedlesbian at Gmail. Oh, here it is. Beautrusk.
Yelp.
I forgot to review my draft. I didn't post my draft. Okay, share your review. On Facebook and Twitter, post review. I didn't post my actual review. I just posted my... Anyway, okay. Sorry, I get...
Now it's got 3.5 stars.
I just gave them one more. Here, I'll let the computer read it for you. Just, I have a nice new voice on it.
OMG, I am here drinking coffee and this mean lady told me I can't use the restroom because it's part of the kitchen. Want kitchen? They don't serve food and not a public restroom. They also don't have Wi-Fi. What a bitchy bunch. Won't come back. The picture attached is of the bathroom denier.
Denier.
I see a picture. Rude employee who yells at you that you can't use the restroom even if you are a paying customer.
Yeah.
And I love your picture. I'm out of here.
That's why I told you I looked pretty.
Who
I told you. I think that was my...
You're so beautiful.
What was that movie?
You had 2 1-star reviews. 1 2-star review. And 1 5-star.
Cheryl, Chris Moran just sent me a message to you also. It says we should call it a shit. We should have a shit in.
To beware the gal with the brown and black mullet and the dude accent.
Cheryl, that's a different coffee shop.
I know, you're so mean. It's okay, but the staff, oh my god, they're so mean. I wouldn't go back here if they were the last place to eat on her.
Did I say that?
Yep.
Oops. Okay, wait, let me find this review.
You might want to do some more reviews that are not so mean.
Why?
Because they're going to remove. Oh, here's another review. Lewis L. Is that one of our listen turds?
Listen turds.
I only visited this place once. I asked for a coffee, but I expected a place like this to be like Intelligentsia, a place where they have a standard and all their regular coffee begins with a pour over, ground fresh, and made fresh. Instead, I got something that has been sitting there in a metal container for God knows how long. Blur, disgusting. I sometimes don't like the people who work at Intelligentsia because they seem pretentious, blah, blah, blah. Rather have my coffee with a dollop of pretension than with even a grain of mediocrity. Oh, well, that's
okay. I just sent the review that we like in your Facebook.
A visit to Beautrus is like watching an episode of Foodlandia, but without the humor. Having recently moved to the neighborhood with my girlfriend, we just wanted to stop in to see what looked like an interesting independent cafe. First, after asking about the different blends, they let me try their house blend. It tasted like hot water. I asked about the next item down on their menu in size 4 font and whether it might be a better option. The barista responded, "If you like coffee, which I suppose implies that they take no pride in the first item in their menu at all." This was confirmed when she said that people who get the first item just like because it's hot.
Just like it because it's hot, I think they meant.
Okay. The total for one smooth 8-ounce cup of coffee and a smooth chai for my girlfriend was about $6. Wanting to send her off a few emails while drinking the coffee at the child-sized table in the middle of the warehouse-style cafe featuring
canoes
and antlers, but nowhere comfortable to sit, my girlfriend asked for access to their wireless network. We don't have public Wi-Fi, retorted the barista, who previously presumed I might not actually like coffee. The words were so deliciously and elegantly pronounced that we both understood that the new hipster thing to do is to, ironically, not provide comfort to guests. Oh, and they also don't have a public bathroom. That would be too provincial. If irony is not your thing, many other cafes in Lakeview East provide excellent service, good coffee, and an inviting atmosphere to escape the snowy streets.
Cheryl, and this brings up a greater issue, and we'll get into this specific incident further, but it brings up a greater issue, which is this idea of these hipsters. Now, I've noticed, I travel a lot around town being barely employed, and there's a neighborhood called Wicker Park that a lot of these, they call themselves hipsters, but really they're just skinny people who wear Target clothes. And it's just weird. Like, what is hip about you? You're poor. You're angry because you work at Starbucks, ironically, too. And you wear Target clothes, but somehow you're hip because you wear a bicycle that has no brakes. Okay, fine. But Cheryl, I went to the Starbucks at Damon and North Avenue in Milwaukee, where they all cross. Very hipster neighborhood, I guess. And you know, they only have like 5 seats in the Starbucks. And my friend who was with me, she sat down in the only empty space, which was next to this huge, huge, fat, and there is a silent N on huge now, huge, fat lesbian with zits all over her face and a gigantic gray laptop from 1995, right? And she's typing with her fat fingers, and her lesbian friend, well, her friend looked skinny and pretty, like you could tell the fat one was hot for the skinny one, but no way in hell. And so she's typing away at some shit. And I'm standing talking to my friend behind her, obviously annoying her because she's fat, and fat people hate themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was, so she like gets up and starts moving. She's like, "Well, we can go to my house," she says. And the pretty one's like, "Oh, okay, I guess we can go to your house this time." And you know, the fat one was all hot and heavy. She's like, "Ooh, yeah, I'm going to get this bitch at my..." So she's getting her stuff away, and I wanted to sit where she's sitting since there's only 4 seats. So I go, "Excuse me, are you getting ready to leave?" And she ignored me. And then I said, "Excuse me, are you getting ready to leave?" She said, "Yeah." Like a bit. And see, this is the attitude of these, of this like type of person. They call themselves hipsters, even though she was just huge in the hips. But yep. I don't understand. It's like, what is this attitude about? Like, you have to be a cunt to everyone who's either, you know, older than you or doesn't wear ride a bicycle with, you know, gaucho capri pants. What is this attitude, Cheryl? Is this like that where you live in Red Bank? It is?
Yep.
Okay.
Not quite as horrible because being that I am in Red Bank, New Jersey, they usually offer a pot to duty in.
A chamber pot?
Or alternatively, and more importantly, a receptacle to place your period-filled tampon and sanitary pad.
Yeah, Cheryl, what if you have a sanitary pad? That has to. What if your period bloody? Yeah. So Cheryl, in terms of remedies here, first of all, that's a good suggestion too. We should earmark that, which is why don't you have a chamber pot, right?
What?
Well, if they don't have a public restroom and the law says they should have a restroom, the least they could do is offer a chamber pot.
Fuck, yeah.
Don't you think?
And maybe send them ironically translucent fabric panel surrounding it so that you have, quote, privacy.
Scat.
Which is ironic, not privacy. And you can hear all the sounds and smell it while you're drinking your coffee. You smell duty and blood urine.
Well, you know, they have some beautiful, ironic vintage chamber pots that they could place, you know, haphazardly.
It's canoes and antlers, ironic.
It's just dumb, Cheryl. It's awful. I mean, it's just, it is really, this place is truly an episode from Portlandia without the humor. That review is absolutely dead on. These humorless, but actually they were fine until this giant Pat walked in, you know, and started serving people. Because people were using the bathroom.
She arrived.
There was this, you know, cute looking homosexual man and some little girl. And they were nice, you know, and there were people going to the back using restroom. They didn't give a shit. And then this law walks in. She dozes over, bulldozes over, and then she, of course, being...
They have Pac-Man. They've got a Pac-Man machine.
Well, thank God for they have Pac-Man.
Yeah.
If you have to pee, just go play Pac-Man, I guess, and pack your fudge.
Yeah.
So, Cheryl, in terms of remedies, what do you think we can do about this? Will you call them?
I mean, I don't know if that would actually fix anything because they've already received many phone calls about this problem.
But Cheryl, what I was thinking is maybe you could call them and I'll record it. I will mute myself so I don't laugh. Yeah. I could record it and you will say, you know, you can't just lead into the bathroom right away because they're on to us. So what you could say is, hello, my name is Cheryl. I'm looking for some coffee, and I walked to my usual place, Intelligentsia, and they were closed. So I was looking at Yelp, and I saw that you roast coffee. What kind of blancs do you have? You know, this sort of thing. What kind of blancs do you have?
No, okay. I don't want to call them.
What?
I don't want to call them.
Why not?
Because ain't nobody got time for that.
Seriously, you're not going to call them?
Not unless you have very good things for me to ask them.
That's what I'm saying. So you do all that. You ask about their coffee. Oh, no, that won't work. Okay, forget that. Say, hi, how are you? What's your blend for today? Okay, that's nice. I have a problem. I left my coon purse in your employees-only bathroom. Would you mind getting it from me, or at least looking for it? And then see what she says. Maybe she'll say, well, we don't have a bathroom. I know, and then you say, no, I know that, but I snuck to use it while this Pat, no, don't say Pat, while nobody was looking because I had some, don't laugh, but duty cramps. Don't laugh when you say duty cramps this time. And then, you know, see what she says, and then, you know, oh, okay, well, please, you know, get her to look, and then explain that you had duty cramps from the coffee, and if you know that you're not allowed to use the bathroom, because, you know, you don't allow it, and by the way, why don't you use the bathroom? Let people use the bathroom. Okay, but by the way, I had duty cramps from your coffee, and if I hadn't used your bathroom illegally, I would have squirted my duty all over your Pac-Man machine. And canoe. What about that? Something like that? Or you need more?
Well, I'm writing something. Hold on.
What are you writing?
I'm writing what I'm going to say.
Oh, a script. I love it.
Yeah.
This is good. Oh, this is very exciting. Excuse me while I sniff my sinus medication. I'm so excited, Cheryl. I need my sinus medication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you hear I'm going to out of the country this month?
Where?
I'm going to Berlin and Athens and New York. And it's not for DD. It's from just... It only cost me $100 because I'm using my miles, which is why I have to take... I really only wanted to go to Athens because I'm meeting a friend. But in order to get to Athens for free, I have to do it this way. So whatever.
Okay, so you want me to ask about the coon tooth?
Coon purse, bathroom. Cramps, blends.
Okay. I think I want that. Well, it depends what they say.
It's going to be tough because they're used to these phone calls. They're probably armed.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, run the old lady, I'm a sweet old lady thing first.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you have to warm, I'm young, though.
You have to warm them up with cute things, you know, like, what's your blend for today? See, the confusing thing is, how do we establish, how do you make small talk without making it appear that it's you've never been there when, in fact, you were there, leaving your coon posts? How do you explain that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question, Cheryl. Hello?
Well...
How you finna do that?
One second.
Are you peeing?
What?
Are you peeing?
No!
I heard a little noise of urine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I tried a few...
You were urinating, huh? You were urinating? Or no? What is that noise?
Air conditioner.
Cheryl, it's wintered, even in Red Blank.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just... I'm a hot woman. I've got my tanning bed on right now. You don't have your tanning bed on.
I don't use a tanning bed. It causes cancer.
Well, sometimes you have to kill cancer with the cancer.
Okay, I've added...
Side up like an egg. Oh, okay, let me see.
That makes sense. It works for the Japanese, that's for sure. They have, you know, the longest lifespan in the Hiroshima. I think it helped, Cheryl. I think radiation is good for lifespan. Okay, let me know when you're ready, because I got it all set.
Is there a lot of background noise? Do I really need to fix that?
Background noise? What are you talking about?
You said you heard me pinging.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. I just heard a little bit of urination, but it's fine.
Okay.
Were you really peeing?
I think I'm ready.
Should I mute myself?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do what I did last time, which is turn the microphone all the way to the other side.
Let me pull up one more thing in case they ask for my name and all that.
Okay.
And let me see here.
And Cheryl, you can give them my number, too, if you'd rather, which is firm uterus, but don't say firm uterus.
Mm-hmm. What?
You can give them firm uterus as a phone number.
Oh, I've already got a Chicago number I usually use. Okay. Yeah.
And also, if you do crack, then that's when I'm going to come in and crack too. I will not laugh unless you do. Or do you not want me to do anything at all?
I don't want you to. I mean, unless they get like all snippy with me.
Yeah, but they probably will.
Right. Well, I mean, she says we don't have a public restroom, then I've got a thing prepared. No.
What about the Wi-Fi? You going to bring that up or no? I don't think the Wi-Fi is that big a deal. I don't really care. But yeah. It is rude to have it. Whatever. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Here. Okay.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I? I was just queuing it up because I... Don't worry, it's fine. Because I wanted to make sure I don't lose it.
That it seems like I've been there before, you know?
Yeah, just say, what blends do you have today? Or I don't know. Look on their website. What do? Something changes. Oh, they also have, they have what they call like low volume bakers. Like they hire people, different baked goods. That people basically bake in their house every day with cockroaches. So you could say, well, what baked goods do you have today? Or do you have baked goods today? How's your house blend? Is it delishy? Oh, and by the way, I forgot my coon poos. Mm-hmm. I was duty and got duty cramps. Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let me know when you're ready. This is very exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Right. All right. Ready.
Right. Here we go.
Hello, thank you for calling Botrust.
Hi, I was wondering, what is your coffee of the day?
Today we're brewing our Mexico on batch brew, and then we have our natural Sadama and our Papua New Guinea as B60.
Oh, wonderful. And do you have any bakery?
We do not, unfortunately.
Okay. And I was wondering, I was in there the other day, and had some of your wonderful coffee, and I was wondering if you can check to see, I think I left my Kung Fu in the bathroom.
No one's turned anything in.
Okay.
We don't actually have a public restroom, so...
Oh, well, I was in there, and your wonderful coffee gave me some cramps, and I snuck around to the bathroom because I was worried that I'd have an explosion on your nice chair. So I don't know if you guys have a lost and found for these types of situations where people.
Well, if anything's found, we hold it, but nothing's been turned in.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I'll come in and see if I can find it in the bathroom.
It's all not right. In there. But you're welcome to come in anytime. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay. Thanks,
calling.
Annie. Bye, Annie.
Okay. But I'm pretty sure that was her. That was strange. Yeah. I think the good thing is you bought her. She bought it.
Yeah, well, I'm a very nice woman. Hmm. Now, she was pretty nice. I think maybe they're working with the Nets MC.
I think that was him, her, it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cheryl.
Yeah.
I feel like they just now disconnected. Uh-oh.
Well, it sounded like she hung up.
Okay, it did. Then maybe it was just the line. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Well, you know, I mean, it sounds like this has happened before, that people do sneak back and use their non-public restroom. And she knows that there's no kumpus in there because she's obviously emptied her deuterus. And I should have asked her that, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We can follow up on this next time. But next time, not now.
Yeah.
And because now I think we both need to get to work. I have to bathe my vagina.
Oh, for DD.
No. Well, I actually was supposed to go to the chiropractor today, but I canceled. You know what a chiropractor is, right?
Black chiropractor.
Yes, and of course, I called them this morning to cancel my appointment. The phones were disconnected. Wouldn't you know it?
Sounds very legitimate.
Sounds very... So I canceled the appointment. But anyway, when I was at the chiropractor, I felt like I was at a psychic. Because he's like, oh, are you left-handed? I'm like, no, I'm right-handed. Oh. He's like, are you this? Are you, you know, guessing? Like, anyway, I'm going to let you go so that I can go to see a man about a dog. Yeah, okay. What?
Excuse me?
Pickle. What? And by the way, please research that wonderful hypnotist. Do not dismiss her.
She's not a Sylvia Brown replacement.
Nobody is Sylvia Brown, but she could be. Cheryl, Sylvia's going to die, and you can talk to her from the other side, but you cannot record her from the other side, because those spirits get angry. Okay? So you got to prepare for the death of Sylvia.
Not that Christ can't come.
All right. So, and anyway, also Mr. Lejean LaQuiefer sent some new clips of Sylvia, which we can debut next time we talk.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've got many items for the holder.
Ah,
so
good. Stick them on in, honey.
In the next few weeks, I guess.
Stick them on in. And thank you for calling. The bloater is with me. I'm going to post this urgently. I'm going to Twitter link it. I'm going to Facebook it. I'm going to Pinterest it if I can figure out. Do you use Pinterest? I don't understand what that fucking thing is.
Gyntrist.
Gyntrist is our new... that's a secret.
Okay,
don't tell anyone about our new social media endeavor called Gyntrist, which is Pinterest for vaginas, but don't tell. All right, Cheryl, thank you, and have a lovelades day, and try not to cramp up too much, and if you do, record it.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Anne. Oh, that was fun. Okay, I gotta go to work.
That's a big job. Do you know there's so many chickens on the other side that won't come down here?